Interactive Brokers is out with better-than-expected quarterly earnings. The company also revealed it's pushing deeper into the crypto space, launching cryptocurrency trading for U.S.-based advisors. Let's talk all about this with Interactive Brokers founder and chairman, Thomas Peterffy. Thomas, always nice to see you here. I love this comment by you and the team on the earnings call last night. You said you think you can grow by 30% indefinitely in terms of new total accounts. What gives you the confidence to put that number out there?
Well, it is our strategy. First of all, customers are attracted to our platform because they do not have to trade against market makers like they do on any other platform. They pay zero commissions and they have to trade against market makers. On our platform, they can pay zero commissions and trade against market makers, or they can pay a small commission and we try to get them a better price by crossing their orders with institutional orders. So that's a huge attraction for many potential and existing customers. We charge only 1% for margin loans, and results in our total margin loans outstanding over $50 billion. Customers who sell short are attracted to our display of our shortable inventory, and we display stock borrow rates. So we're extremely transparent. We keep adding new products all the time, and Bitcoin is one of these. I mean, crypto is one of these one such move, and which we announced 3 weeks ago, and just on this Monday. Oh, and besides that, we charge much less commission on a Bitcoin trade than anybody else we know. We charge a third as much as Coinbase charges. So we just yesterday announced the availability of crypto to registered financial advisors. And at this time, we are the only broker where an investment advisor can manage one of their customers' accounts, and he can trade or she can trade stocks and bonds and futures and options along with crypto, and can see all these trades from one account and can trade it on one screen and can get periodic reports all from one account. So this is I think is a huge throw.
Thomas?
Yes.
Thomas, sorry, it's Julie here. So with all of these expanded crypto services and some of the other advantages that you're talking about for the Interactive Brokers platform, you know, as Brian mentioned, you guys beat on the earnings line. However, the revenue came in well below what analysts have been looking for, and the pace of average daily trades, the increase year over year of average daily trades, has really been decreasing over the course of this year. Are you hopeful that some of those new services are going to help get those numbers back up?
So first of all, I don't know what the expected revenues were. We expect, well, the revenues certainly came in line with where we expected them to come in. Can you tell me what they expected?
Well, so, from what revenue, I saw, the revenue expectation was $640 million, and you guys reported $464.
No. Okay, so it has to be straightened out. Our adjusted revenues were $650 million. Now, we have about 2 or 3 years ago made a small purchase in a stock by Tiger Broke, issued by Target Brokers, a Chinese company. We bought that stock at $2 and change, and it went up to $38. So we clocked huge profits on it. And now when the Chinese government came out and told them that they cannot do this and they cannot do that, the stock, of course, turned around and went down. So, unfortunately, we have to account for all those crazy gains and crazy losses on this stock, because that's what the accounting rules call for, GAAP rules call for. So our adjusted revenues were $650 million, $10 million more than what analysts expected.
It's Brian Chung here. I was wondering if we could switch gears to just kind of the broad brokerage industry. What was interesting was the SEC's report this week, kind of outlining the possible concerns that exist in that payment for order flow model, which I understand you laid out earlier is not something that you subscribe to. But broadly speaking, there's this concern that brokerages have an incentive to gamify these trades and get people to make as many bets as they possibly can. What do you see as the issues in the brokerage industry with that kind of overlooming from the regulators?
So I don't know about gamifying, but brokers for the last 200 years have always tried to get people to trade more because they used to get commissions. Now they get payment for order flow. It's basically the same thing. Now, whether payment for order flow will be banned, I don't know. I don't feel strongly about it because, as I said, we give our customers an option whether they want payment for, whether they want zero commission or want to pay for it, want to pay for the trade. I think that it would be extremely difficult for the SEC to ban payment for order flow. Because if you look at the large banks, they basically have payment for order flow, except it's not apparent because they have a sales department and a trading department, and the sales department basically gives the order to the trading department that trade against the order, but the payment is not overt. So you don't know. Here, Schwab or other brokers get their orders from online and sell it to a high frequency trading or market making firm, and they get an overt payment. So that is the only difference. So I don't think that the SEC can really ban this, or if they choose to do so, all that will happen is that they will force the brokers to merge with the market makers, and then they'll be, look like just like any other bank, and nothing will have changed.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. It's always a treat to talk with you, Thomas. Interactive Brokers founder and chairman Thomas Peterffy. We'll talk to you soon.